are listening to SBS.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
First Nations culture, leadership and achievement celebrated in Mbantwa, Alice Springs, as the National NAIDOC Awards mark 50 years of recognition.
And the winner of the 2026 NAIDOC Person of the Year is Arnie Pat Turner.
Auntie Pat Turner has spent more than five decades advocating for the rights, well-being and self-determination of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. The Arunda and Gundungi woman was unable to attend the ceremony, with Dr. Josie Douglas from the Central Land Council accepting the award on her behalf.
Tonight we gather on Mbantwa country to honour a truly extraordinary Aboriginal woman. A woman whose life has been grounded in culture, family, and an unwavering commitment to our people. It is an enormous privilege and a deep personal honour to accept this award on behalf of Dr. Pat Turner, NAIDOC Person of the Year, here on her own country.
Auntie Rhoda Roberts was posthumously honoured with the Lifetime Achievement Award. The Widjibal Weeyibal woman from Bundjalung country was recognised for a lifetime spent elevating First Nations voices through storytelling, performance and cultural leadership. Her son Jack accepted the award on behalf of the family.
I think we're going to need a bigger trophy cabinet at home. I just first want to say a big Boogle Bear, thank you on behalf of Mum and our entire family. To shine the spotlight on a woman so remarkable is just amazing, and how blessed we are that we get to call her our mother. And to Mum, you're no longer here physically, but you are here spiritually. Your presence is felt in this room tonight, and your presence is felt each and every day.
The awards also celebrated those creating opportunities for the next generation. The Young Indigenous Women's STEM Academy won the Innovation Award for its work supporting Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women from high school through to higher education and graduate employment. The program's executive manager, Kim Dyball, says the award recognises the young women at the heart of the academy.
The curiosity, courage, ambition, strength, tenacity and sheer brilliance inspires us every single day. Every time you step into a lab, study mathematics, engineering, conduct research or pursue a dream that was impossible yesterday, you are showing the next generation what is possible, and that is innovation.
NAIDOC Youth Award goes to Tyson Neil Edwards.
The Gunditjmara, Wadawurrung and Undurra young man was recognised for his work connecting culture, country, well-being and community.
Well, I'm looking back there hoping there's a script up for me, but there's not. I'm honoured to be here and get this award. Yeah, it's pretty special to be here, and hasn't been easy for my family, but we're a resilient mob and, yeah, it's an honour.
Other winners included artist Kayleen Whiskey, female elder Christine Corby, male elder Dr. Stephen Hagen, and sportsperson Caitlin Costello. Hannah Hodson, SBS News.
What is that? Smells way better than my lunch.
Meatballs, Diane. Rich tomato sauce, proper flavour. I'm doing like Neasy, the new spring menu.
Yum! Can I have one?
Diane, you can have 7. Jump on the 5-day light and easy trial for just $99. New customers, that's you. First delivery only. Love it or your money back. I'm doing like Neasy, Diane.